Greetings and salutations, my fellow citizens of this fine realm. This is the Renegade Baron of Kiwi, speaking to you from the Round Table, which is unfortunately quite empty, save for myself and the valiant Sir Bubble, the stuffed penguin. The topic for this week's discussion is the sixth chapter of Arthur Franks' The Wounded Storyteller, a chapter that delves into one of his three narratives of illness, that narrative we are discussing being the third, the quest narrative. Ah, what a lovely combination of words, quest narrative. It just ignites the inner romantic in my soul. Tales of Achilles at Troy, or Odysseus sailing the seas, longing for home. But, my dear listeners, Frank's quest narrative is not about Frodo taking the ring to Mordor. Instead, it deals with stories of illness. But how, O noble Baron, can a quest narrative relate to stories of illness? That, my dear listeners, is what I am here to talk to you about. The quest narrative is about people who journey through their illness. They strive through it. They persevere. And at the end of it all, they take it as an experience that helped them grow as a person. And that is, as Frank argues, where the heroism of the quest narrative comes from. It's that perseverance, not the brute force of a Hercules wrestling a Nemean lion or slaying a Hydra. It's that struggle and that growth and that ability to convince others that their illness was a boon to them. Now, I want to focus on what Frank describes as the three stages of the quest narrative, these being departure, initiation, and return. So let us begin with the first stage, departure. When one thinks of departure, they don't automatically think of quest. Departure is someone leaving, or in more morbid cases, someone sadly passing away. But in the context of the quest narrative, departure is the call of the hero to take action, or in the case of stories of illness, the onset of symptoms that the sick person doesn't answer. They leave it, saying, "No, I'm fine. I don't need to go to the doctor," because there's no need for him to be a hero yet. They're still in that initial stage. And this directly leads into the second stage of the quest narrative, which is initiation, in which the threshold of illness has been crossed, and the sick person is on their way through their journey of disease. This is their road of trials, the various sufferings involved. This is the stage that we see them become a hero. We see them persevere. Though, importantly, they do not recognize their illness as a boon yet. That recognition is part of the final stage, and that final stage is most properly titled return. This is when the teller, the sick person, the hero, returns as someone who is no longer ill, but marked by their illness in such a way that they no longer view it as simply an illness, but as a journey, an experience, a quest. Yes, Sir Bubbles agrees with that. I know you do, my good sir. But what does this signify then, these three stages in conjunction with the quest narrative? To medical practitioners, to human beings in general, what does this mean for us? It is, in my noble opinion, a search for alternative ways of being ill. Or, no, not alternative ways of being ill, but alternative ways of being well. Instead of viewing the sick person as just a sick person, they're more than that. We view them as a hero, in light of the quest narrative, someone who we can look up to, someone we can see as a role model for future generations. As exaggerated as that might sound, it's simply a better way of being human. Why? Because in this day and age, in light of a violent and oppressive past, we need to listen to everyone's voice, especially the voices of those who are ill. Because it is important not to just view a condition or an illness in light of a medical view or medical gaze. It's important to incorporate a more holistic view, and the Quest narrative greatly aids in that, because it's a very subjective narrative. It gives a voice to those who are ill. It makes them the center of attention, not the doctor, not the surgeon or dentist, but the person who actually is experiencing the condition. And this will, undoubtedly, lead to more appropriate treatment. Treatment that is suitable to a person who views their illness in a way different from the biomedical model. Anyhows, my dear listeners, I am running very short of time. So, in light of this podcast, just remember, listen. Listen to the voices of those who are ill. Don't just put them in the back seat of some biomedical gaze. Listen. This is the Baron of Kiwi, the Honorable Baron of Kiwi, the Renegade Baron of Kiwi, signing out.